From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. After decades of estrangement, Cuba opens its embassy in Washington. The Cuban flag flies today over the country's newly established embassy in Washington, ending a decades-long diplomatic rupture caused by the Cuban Revolution led by Fidel Castro. Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez took part in the event and also met with U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry.
Nothing is more futile than trying to live in the past. President Obama believes, and so do I, that our citizens benefit far more from policies that aim to shape a better future. There is, after all, nothing to be lost and much to be gained by encouraging travel between our nations, the free flow of information and ideas, the resumption of commerce, and the removal of obstacles that have made it harder for families to visit their loved ones.
The Cuban foreign minister demanded an end to the U.S. trade embargo and return of the U.S. military base at Guantanamo Bay. President Obama Monday met at the White House with his Nigerian counterpart, Muhammadu Buhari, with the main issues, the Boko Haram insurgency and corruption.
On both these issues, we're looking forward to hearing more about his plans and how the United States can partner with Nigeria so that Nigeria ends up being an anchor not only of prosperity and stability, but can also be an outstanding role model for developing countries around the world.
The four-day trip is Mr. Buhari's first to Washington since taking office in May, in a rare peaceful transition of power in Nigeria. He meets with the Nigerian diaspora later on Tuesday. This is VOA News.